your biggest story for the week. Some of the big stories this week center around security and insecurity, health, politics, education, put judicial matters inside of it. As usual, we've had experts' reactions. Many of these stories, experts have talked about them on this some of our shows. Biggest news this week has to be the dismissal of two ministers by the current administration. Now, if you don't have our mobile app yet on your device or your devices, go get our mobile app. It's right there in Google Play Store and in App Store if you're on iPhone. Just search for Nigeria Info FM. That's right, search for Nigeria Info FM. And also please follow us on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. It's our handle on there. Our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 99.3. We have a YouTube channel as well, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's start off with midweek. On the hot takes today. Usually Wemimo should be here, but Wemimo is currently on vacation. So here we go, people. Here we go.
The biggest stories from the week. Nigeria Info FM presents Hot Takes with Wemimo Adewuni, Fridays 8 to 9 a.m. Let's have a review of the biggest stories that got Nigeria talking this week, right here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
On Wednesday, there was a cabinet reshuffle on Wednesday, and that reshuffle resulted in two ministers being relieved of their duties. Nigeria's power sector has suffered major blackouts this year, very major blackouts, sometimes back to back, with constant collapses of the national grid, while farmers in predominantly agriculture belt have suffered poor or no harvest at all. Following the rising cases of insecurity, according to our news broadcast on Wednesday. 2 days ago, President Muhammadu Buhari dismissed the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Mohammed Sabo Nanono, and Minister of Power, Saleh Mamman, from their positions as part of Buhari's step to identifying and strengthening weak areas to close gaps. According to the present government, they want to build cohesion and build synergy in governance. They want to manage the economy and improve the delivery of public goods to Nigeria. That is what they put out. The president's spokesperson, Femi Adesina, he was the one that announced the adjustment. And during the announcement, he suggested that more portfolios may be reviewed in the future. He said the exercise will continue in accordance with the provisions of the Constitution. Take a listen to him. Take a listen.
As we are all aware, change is the only factor that is constant in every human endeavor. And as this administration approaches its critical phase in the second term, I have found it essential to reinvigorate this cabinet in a manner that will deepen its capacity to consolidate legacy achievements. Accordingly, a few changes marking the beginning of a continuous process have been approved.
There you go. Femi Adesina there. When we had this conversation, I raised some questions. I said, is it really the fault of these ministers that the power, our power situation is the way it is? Is it the fault of the minister, Saleh Mamman, that our power is the way it is? Or Sabo Nanono, for instance, the insecurity situation in some agrarian communities, is that his fault as well? Or could there be other reasons the president took this decision? And in your opinion, amongst the ministers that we currently have in this cabinet, who else do you think should go? In your opinion, who else amongst them, all of them, who else do you think should go? I'll come to you for your answer in a moment. Well, 12 minutes past the hour. We're going to take the next story very quickly. Open grazing has been a contentious topical issue in Nigeria. No doubt about it. And it's been strongly linked to deadly clashes between herders and farmers throughout the country in recent times. Throughout the country. Not just the north or the north central alone. Not just the south, south, southeast alone. Throughout the country. There have been clashes between farmers and herders. Of the 17 of the southern state governors, apart from the ones that just signed yesterday and on the 1st, As at that time, only 11 southern states have signed their anti-open grazing law. We also spoke about the situation in Lagos here, how Lagos is seemingly really nonchalant about the bill. Seemingly. Well, the Commissioner for Justice in Lagos State, Mayor Sarah Ligbanjo, however, said as soon as the State House of Assembly passes this bill into law, it will be signed. That's what he said. Take a listen.
We are going to sign it. Once the House passes it, we will sign it. Well, the deadline is self-imposed. We will pass it once it comes out.
What is slowing Lagos down? What should Lagos have led from the forefront? What kind of deal has Lagos reached? Has there been any deal? Because as it seems today, it seems that I haven't heard much about the anti-open grazing bill in Lagos, for instance. I haven't heard much about it. Is Lagos ever going to have anti-open grazing bill? Is Lagos going to put politics ahead of every other thing? Remember, the governors came here. Remember. Now, let me take your thoughts on these two stories so far that we've shared today. 0700-993-993-993. And for WhatsApp, WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. You've got 60 seconds to share your thought with me. 60 seconds. Please make it very brief and straight to the point. We'll take a few calls, then we'll come back to the stories once again. You can join us on Facebook as well, because we're streaming live on Facebook as we speak. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. YouTube is Nigeria Info 99. Point three, cabinet reshuffle and the anti-open grazing law in southern states. Godwin is joining us this morning. Godwin, morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
How was your night?
Very well.
Yes, Godwin from Loshoro Lafe on the line. Yes, my point on the anti-grazing law.
Your radio needs to go off right now.
Okay, let me get that off. Are you with me?
Yes, we're with you.
Okay. That law, it is something that is really inimical to the existence of Nigeria as far as I'm concerned. You cannot use your own to do another person. That an animal rearing is a job or a profession for some people. White people have their farm, they live on. And for anybody to come and force anybody that it must accept the cattle coming to destroy and under whatever pretense, that should completely be kicked out of thought. And secondly, the name of the minister that is supposed to live before now, somebody like the Minister of Information and Labor, they're supposed to even be the number one on the list. If you watch, since the labor issue all this while, the labor minister, instead of peacemaking, rather he has been an enemy of peace to the Nigerians. The wavering, nonchalant attitude, you see the way approach to issues.
Thank you.
It do as if it's not
thank you.
Dead for service.
Thank you. Thank
so
you for your thought.
The Labour Minister and Information Minister need to go.
Thank you for your
without
thought.
Delay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling me. Thank you. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, Sharif.
Morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. It's Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
All right. Let's have your talk. Let's hear your thoughts.
Yeah, Sharif. Let us not distract ourselves. You see, this government, Bangoy's Sandra, there was a caller from Abuja, unanimous, stated yesterday. You see, this government, they are bringing, these people are doing distraction to deceive us. Whereas we have an important issue, and which is the basic concept of security. But and deteriorate to the extent that they left security.
Oh no, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry about that. Now, let's move on to our next story this morning. Very quickly, let's talk briefly on the issue of PDP leadership crisis that dominated discourse across the country this week. A member of the party, also a strategist, Demola Olanrewaju, he was on one of our shows, Hard Facts with Sandra, earlier in the week, and he said, and I quote him, PDP will come out stronger after the crisis. He said, the recent crisis in the party is a training ground for the coming elections. He blamed the weak political system of Nigeria for the misrepresentation, or if you like, misinterpretation of the conflict in the party. You, listen to what has been said by all the sides of the PDP. Look at what has been done by all the sides of the PDP, or the warring factions of the PDP. Does it look like some people are training for a match in 2023? Do you think PDP is exhibiting that character trait of a party that can be a strong opposition party come 2023? Do you have faith? If you're a PDP member, that is. If you're not a PDP member, it can dismiss this last question. Do you have faith in your party, if you're a PDP member, that you can come good come 2023 for the people of your party? Do you feel disappointed at which your party is being managed right now, or you feel that it's a sign of growth for your party? That's the question I want to ask you if you're a PDP member. If you're not a PDP member, my earlier question stands, right? That, do you think PDP has that character trait of an opposition, a very virile opposition party? But take a listen to what this PDP member said on Hard Facts. Demola Olanrewaju, take a listen to him. Take a listen.
The fact is that Nigeria doesn't have a very strong political culture, and that's why everything in politics is seen as conflict. The beauty of the PDP is that, you know, you have enough statesmen, you have enough elders who will wade into anything at any point before it becomes a crisis. I'm happy personally that, you know, something is happening. It's very important for a political party not to become too relaxed. This is good, and I think that, you know, PDP will be stronger for it at the end of the day.
There you go. Do you agree with him? I'm going to speak with Ruth right now. Ruth is calling from Ago Palace. Ruth, morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yes. I think Minister of Information will be sacked by now.
Okay.
And then Minister for Health will also be sacked. That's my contribution.
Those two, why do you want them sacked?
Yes, they are not carrying out their duties effectively. Have actually saved the country,
roughly. Yes. All right, Ruth. Thank you. Ruth says they're not doing what they're expected to do effectively. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum.
Welcome.
My take this morning is about these ministers that we sat. For me, I wish the president can even sack, including the attorney general. There is a reason for this. It's simple. The people you surround yourself with determine how far you will go. So the people working with the president, most of them have shown incompetency. And it's just because they are party members and loyalists. That is the reason they retain those offices. If it is in a corporate world, will they still be there? The health minister, the information minister, and the labor minister, what are they still doing there? The attorney general of Nigeria has not even done well at all. So for me, I would have preferred the president sack every one of them, reshuffle the cabinet, bring those that can help him actualize his dream and vision, not this current cross of party loyalists. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you too. Bless you too. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah. Minister of Health and his deputy should go.
Why?
The Labour Minister should go.
Why?
because they are asking why. You see what is happening now.
You tell me. You are the one that said they should go. So why do you think they should go?
Doctors are on strike for, I mean, almost 1 month now, right?
Hmm.
And you call yourself a minister. You are in charge of that department. Why are you still there when your department is not functioning? Then the minister for information should go. The other guy for science and technology.
Why do you want the information minister to go?
Oh my God! I want Aguilari to take over from him. He lies a lot. 2015. I remember all the things he said. Today, look at what we are finding. Look at where we find ourselves. Then for PDP na Oja Onyigbo, Kumokweni ko wa, and PDP is a national party. Why do you expect the PDP to be opposition like the other people? They are not aggressive set of people. They are made up of gentlemen.
Mm.
How come Shebi they condemn PDP? How come
Thank
all
you.
Of them are wanting PDP to fight AP?
Thank you.
For what?
Thank you.
They are gentlemen to the call. Mm. Thank you.
Oh yeah, it's good to know you're a PDP member. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I'm going to go take some WhatsApp messages before our break. We're almost due for a break. I think the president must have detected some anti-party activities by the sacked minister. To be sincere, I think all the ministers and the president should be sacked because none has performed. Okay, is from Ikorodu. Sent that in. Okay, thank you. As regards cabinet reshuffle, in my opinion, I think this government should just go. Let them go and allow people who really want to help or perform take the seat, starting from Buhari himself. Let all of them just leave, please. Emmanuel from Berger put that across. Let's get a break right now. Lagos, when we return, I'll take more of your thoughts and we'll take a look at all the stories that dominated discussed this week. The doctor strike is one of them. The bandits issue is one of them as well. The northern region to be declared state of emergency region is one of those conversations. So we'll be right back. Stay with me here on Nigeria Info's Hot Takes on a Friday morning. Quickly touch this morning. We're moving away from, of course, you can always contribute and share your thought on the stories that we've touched today already. So we launched this week, actually, with the news of the Nigerian Medical Association issuing a 21-day ultimatum to the federal government to resolve all pending issues with resident doctors. That's what we launched this week with. And it's interesting because we told you that NMA's ultimatum was contained in a statement jointly signed by its president, Professor... Excuse me. Professor Innocent Uja and Secretary General Dr. Phillips Epe. Now, a lot has happened, of course, after them, because the Southwest NMA has also issued an ultimatum, similar ultimatum to the federal government. And we hear, instead of the government to perhaps try and calm nerves, the government instead says NMA cannot do what they are threatening to do because they will be violating the MOU they signed, some terms of the MOU they signed with the government. So as it stands today, resident doctors have been on strike for over a month. Lives have been lost. And NMA is threatening to join them. You know what that means, right? I am sure you do. I'm very sure that you do. As it stands today, we have no meaningful headway. No strong headway. When you talk about the doctor strike, well, the doctors didn't get paid for the month of August. They started their strike on the 2nd of August. So month end, no pay because the government insisted that they have instituted their no work, no pay policy. In fact, the case went to court. The government dragged the doctors to court. And the court gave a vague judgment, a vague order, that everybody, all the parties, interpreted the judgment to suit them. Bottom line is that we don't have our resident doctors at the hospital. The other doctors, the consultants, they are saying that they will go on strike after the expiration of the ultimatum, which will probably elapse in the middle of this month or thereabout, third week of this month. So you see where we are now. What happens to the helpless Nigerians in need, in urgent need of medical attention. What happens to that helpless Nigerian who can't afford a private health facility? What's the faith of the poorest of the poor in this country? Over a month now. 0700-993-993-993. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please.
Hello, good morning. This is John from Miniland.
We can hear you, John. Go on.
Okay, as for me, you know, you asked a question. If PDP have the chance to win 2023?
Yeah.
Let's be sincere. They are going to win from the North, because the North, I love APC, this time around, they have seen it with their eyes that there's poverty in the North, there's insecurity in the North, and there's tyranny going on. Me, I believe that 2023, PDP or any other party is going to win, because what I'm seeing in this government is not ordinary. For them to ban that Twitter, it has affected my business and it has affected many of my friends' businesses. So I knew that 2023, we're removing them from office, because I knew that if we don't remove them, they will also shut down radio stations and other platforms that we use to speak out. Because they're tyrannical, this APC. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
These people should do our line back.
We'll do it.
This is part of it, inefficiency.
They're working on it.
Okay. I want to talk about the Minister of Power. I understand that when they told him that he has been removed, he collapsed. And right now he's in the hospital. Why? Thank God he collapsed, because that's how our national grid has been collapsing. 100 times since when he became Minister. Very disappointed at him. All the jekuja went and they chop. And then this Boko Haram people that surrendered, almost 6,000 people. Hello?
I'm with you.
Almost 6,000 people. I hope it's not a Niger boy so that they are going to bring into our country in the name of integration, that some people are, you know, dropping their guns. I hope it's not Niger. Because I don't think Nigerian children will go and be doing all those nonsense that they are doing. Morning.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. John is here. Hi, John. Morning to you.
Hello, sir.
Morning to you.
I'm with you. Morning. All those lawyers when they carry go court, should be they hold them. They complain. Last time we were go for General Hospital for Special Needs for Berkeley. Now me buy hand rule. Now all the instruments where they use for my colleague there, now me buy a friend on almost 100 buy instrument, and it's not supposed to be. They call and General Hospital. Where did they make who vote for them? I don't know. Lai Mohammed, they know we know since yesterday my heart is boiling, because that 2 minutes, Lai Mohammed, they're not supposed to be here. That 2 minutes. Without all that, now they're supposed to their house. They look for another job. They don't know their job. We vote for them. Not waiting, we vote for them. Now you can do. Like Mohammed said, if I talk, at the radio station now, I don't want to talk with single voice.
No talk.
We vote them to maybe help us. Even though waiting, we know that time they go, even they tell us, like this lie, Mohammed.
Thank you, John. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Horrible network. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello.
Oh, no, that's quite noisy. That's another bad network. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, Sharif, good morning.
Morning to you.
My name is Emeka.
Welcome, Emeka. Welcome.
See, let's be very honest to ourselves.
Oh, yeah, no.
For Buhari to shut down Twitter, it's a very serious mistake. The shake-up must start from the PMB. Buhari should go. Ngige should go. The Minister of Health should go. They are not competent. Look at the health sector. You don't want to pay doctors, and they are leaving Nigeria. I mean, what are we saying? So the country is in a mess. You are giving amnesty to Boko Haram. What rubbish is that? And you are holding Nnamdi Kanu there. There will be revolution in this country, I'm telling you honestly. PMB must go.
Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
I greet you, my brother. My name is... I'm calling from Kenya.
Your network is quite poor. I'm so sorry. It's quite poor. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, sir.
Morning to you. Oh, that's dropped again. Something is going on with the network. Hello, good morning to you. Morning. Yes, please. Morning to you.
Good morning.
You need to turn off your radio.
Yeah, I'm tired by the name. I'm trying to... I want to call for the first time.
Okay, Tayo, welcome. But your radio needs to be off.
Yes, I'm off from the area, so all I'm right. Not there.
Fantastic. Let's talk.
So, what really happened is that we were told to go and register for the COVID. So I was able to do it. That was online. On getting to where I will get the jab, we are told that we should come and collect another number again. So I don't really understand. So after we have registered, we have given the time that we come and do, because I registered on the 31st and I choose on the 1st to register.
Mm-hmm.
On getting there, then we are told again that we should come by 6 a.m. in the morning to come and collect another number. Because we want to register, because we want to collect injections, I mean, for the COVID. And it's not fair. It's not fair.
Okay.
So we don't know what they are doing. It's just as if maybe they are using, or those people in charge, they are using opportunity to collect money.
What area is this exactly? Can you give us specific?
I'm living at Igodo.
Okay.
So I have to drive, because my office is very close to that side. That's why I choose the afternoon side. So okay. I went there on the 4th. On getting there,
When you got there, did you meet a crowd there?
There's no crowd. Those people that I met there, they are not less than about 15. They just sat down.
That's few.
They just sat down. They didn't do anything. Even the picture.
I mean crowd. Crowd that came for their own inoculation.
Nobody. They did not. Those people that I met there, they are there to. They are sitting down.
What happened? So you didn't go back again, Abi?
I just decided to. I did not go back because they told me that I should come back by 6 a.m.
By 6 a.m. And you have to go to work, you know?
Yes.
I hope that's just a one-off, because I have seen... thank you, my friend. I have seen people who registered, then they went back and it didn't take them 5-6 minutes and they're done. When you talk about the COVID vaccine. So I'm hoping that it's a one-off, and I do sincerely urge the affected area or areas to put their act in order and make people get access to this vaccine. I mean, people want to... We cry and shout every day that people should go and get vaccinated, and they will now go, you make it impossible, nearly impossible, you frustrate the system. If what my caller said is true, anyway. Benjamin, let's speak with you. Hi, morning to you.
Hey, Mr. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I've been trying this morning to get
eventually. Welcome.
Benjamin Chidobe, yes. My own step this morning is pertaining to the ministers.
Okay.
The two that the federal government sacked is in order, but there are so many of them that are supposed to follow these two, like Lai Mohammed, the information minister, because he keep on deceiving Nigerians, giving us some certain wrong information in which sometimes he will still collect himself. So you're not supposed to be on that post. And the labor minister also is still the one who, when the labor people went to protest, he was given an instance how an employer will employ like a driver and all this and give them a boy's quota. Are they not benefiting from this? And so the man is not supposed to be there at all. And the technology minister, Minister Pantani, I think by now that man is supposed to be out of office. Now, I don't know what they're waiting for again. And for the Boko Haram, the repentant ones, I hear from one of the media this morning that one of the states now are putting them under payroll. Are they putting them under payroll for what offense they have committed? Or maybe they have forgiven them for the offense they have committed, killing innocent souls, shedding blood, cutting people, showing videos for Nigerians to see. Now they told you that they have repented and you put them under payroll using the innocent citizens, taxpayers' money to pay them. I want to find out whether it's true, because I saw it for one of the media this morning. And again, I don't know where we are going. The agriculture minister, that one is okay. I don't know who are they going to bring now. what are they giving to the people that, and they, we are hearing that giving some certain things to the, some people that the farmers or something like that. Fertilizer is nowhere to be found. And all of them are complaining.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Sorry, please. The last one is...
No. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling me. Let's not put last one after last one. It's 60 seconds you've got. Thank you for calling me. I'm going to go to WhatsApp. We've not been to WhatsApp today. Let's see. This doctor strike is really telling us much about this government. Gross indifference, insensitivity, and selflessness in our political leaders. Hence, it's irrational for anyone to be begging the doctors to come back to work, just as seen in the Oni. That's lack of good judgment. The government should be scolded to do the right thing. Additionally, Ayotonibo from Matagun sent that in. Let's take another one here from Glory. Glory says, why is Oni pleading with doctors to end their strike? What he should do is to plead with the government to answer them. Also, Sheriff, you people should help us resolve the issue with the female line. Yeah, it's from the service provider directly, and we're working very closely with them to make sure that that is resolved. We know how important that line is. I mean, it was created for that same purpose, the importance of our female listeners out there. So please bear with us. Please bear with us. I hope it will be resolved pretty soon. Onoha is in Bega. Onoha says, this government has totally failed. It took Buhari about 6 months to assemble these ministers who have totally failed. All the killings we hear today around sounds like a joke now to us. What a country. Onoha, thank you for sending this in through WhatsApp this morning. I'm going to take another one. Let's take like three more. It's like three more. This person says, we're saying some ministers should be sacked. And my question is, do we know the president himself? He's too quiet in everything that is going on in the country. Didn't let me read your name, but thank you for sending in your thought. Another person is saying that we should fix the female line. I know. Iffy, yeah. Oh, Madam Iffy, thank you. We'll do something about it. Well, we are doing something about it. Grandma Princess is also here. Grandma Princess says, please, Nigerians should open their eyes as regards these people. Government is calling repentance Boko Haram. When you reintegrate 5,000 so-called Boko Haram into Nigerian society, is the easiest way of giving over Nigeria to Boko Haram insurgents, because they have been sent to make sure they integrate and start their havoc. I don't know how Grandma got that information that they've been sent to come and cause some havoc in the country, and nobody is reintegrating 5,000. What we hear is that about a little over 500 are being sent to the Borno State government. What Borno State is doing with them is what we don't know yet. Let's not go extra mile. Thank you, though, for your thought, Grandma Princess. Alex is in VI here. Alex says, nothing like fixing female line. You're a bad people. What kind of mind do you have? What kind of mind do you have? Alex, I used to be a nice person, though. You used to be a nice person. Let's go to the telephone. Nigeria, Ifo, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, Mr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
And I'm back calling from Ikurudu.
Welcome.
Concerning the Boko Haram matter, the people that... We then leave them. So I want to ask you one question, sir. Are you hearing me, sir?
Go on, please.
You give me work now to clear the grass inside your compound.
Mm-hmm.
And you now later tell me that I should stop working.
Mm-hmm.
And you have already paid me.
Okay.
Won't I stop the work?
Yes, no. You will, you know.
I will stop the work. Mm-hmm. That is all about Boko Haram. That's all about Boko Haram matter. So they have concluded the agreement. So
thank you for your prayers, appreciate it. I'm gonna go to our last story on the show today, and that is about whether Boko Haram terrorists should be declared. Bandits. So-called bandits, whether they should be declared terrorists or not. That conversation dominated discourse this week on Nigeria Info. On the Morning Crossfire, we had a representative of the Coalition of Northern Groups, Dr. Mohammed Nawaila, and he seemed to think that government has not done enough in protecting the people. And then on hard facts, former Deputy Director of the Department of State Services, DSS, Dennis Amakri, was on it, and he had a lot to say about the naming of bandits by the government. Take a listen.
And remember what is happening in Afghanistan now, because they are looking for, you know, expansionist tendency to move into a soft target. Nigeria could be recognized as a soft target because our borders are porous, and then of course our inability to even arrest and prosecute them. So they are becoming bolder and bolder. And I think this is the time for us to stop playing the kid's glove and then of course face it squarely. It shouldn't be totally vulnerable. This is a school, and the school is where they teach potential officers and men. So the NDA itself should have gotten cadets who were there on guard duties, surveillance duties, because that's part of the training. There are more lessons to learn right now, because it is not just the NDA that is there. There are other security schools that are in the same Afaka area.
Some of those conversations that they discussed this week on Hard Facts, the NDA attack, and of course the naming of bandits terrorists by the government. That conversation was on the Hard Facts, by the way. Now, let me use the last 1 minute to take a few. Oh, Joyce. Are you still here, Joyce? Joyce, are you here? Oh, Joyce is gone. Joyce, apologies, huh? But I need to use this last few minutes that I have to take a few messages. I can't take any more calls right now because we need to go. Let's see who can I take here. Oh wow, this person says Peter is your name. Peter says all the news you read throughout this week are not hot takes, but let me talk on the two ministers sacked by the president. More than 80% of the ministers are not performing at all. Buhari should look out for them and do the needful. Okay, all right. Thank you for your thought, appreciate it. I have to go now. Lagos, Nigeria, thank you for joining us on Hot Takes Friday edition. All right, I'm Sheriff Quadri. Sheriff Quadri across all social media platforms. I'll be on your radio again Monday, 5 a.m. on the Morning Crossfire. In the meantime, we'll bring you the news. After the news, it'll be time to join Jimmy Disu on Daily Digest. And then the techies will come take over on What's Up Lagos at 10 o'clock. Bye for now, Lagos. Morning to you.